Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 17th Alicia Nella Città. I'm in company of Stefania Spampinato, who is the protagonist of Il Giorno Più Bello del Mondo, the most beautiful day in the world.
World, yes. Hey, hi, Chiara, how are you?
Welcome back on Fred.
Thank you so much.
So tell me that your experience here is, well, it's the other way around now. It's supposed to be, you know, from Italian actors, because you started there.
Abroad and came here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's interesting. I my debut was in America, and then from America, an Italian director found me and brought me to Italy. So yeah, very different. But I like that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty great to come back to Italy after an experience like Grey's Anatomy and for a movie of the size of the one with Alessandro Siani. So yeah, it's like I do feel a little bit like Cinderella at the ball right now, and I hope that midnight never comes right now.
But speaking of fairy tales, that one of the best things about the film is that women are portrayed as we really are. Yeah, we are the heroes, yeah. Most of the time. Even
June saves the situation. So I feel like, yeah, it's great that I feel like it's very fashionable right now to make the women the heroes, and I love this fashion. So I hope it's a fashion that keeps on going, and that women can finally show their strength and not be overpowered by men.
But the best thing is also to be strong the way we can be strong without transforming ourselves, you know, imitate men, for example.
Absolutely, still maintaining like a very kind of wise point of view, and without turning into like hysteria kind of crazy people, just like keeping cool and saving the situation when needed.
I was in the press conference, they all said that you were like, you helped a lot. Lee, for example, you were very relaxed, so helpful. And I thought, but actually, this must have been easy for her, since in Grey's Anatomy, she had just been asked for a threesome.
Okay. yeah, it's a very different situation, but this was challenging for different reasons, but yeah, the threesome scene was pretty challenging because it's like there's a pregnancy in the middle, so you kind of have to navigate in a very sensitive way and not take it too far. But yeah, it was actually pretty challenging for me to act in Italian because I've always been acting in English, so I felt like sometimes it was like, oh, how does my accent sound? Do I have a weird accent when I speak it? I feel like I have an accent in every language right now. I have an accent in Italian, I have one in English. I'm like doomed to be foreign in every language.
Tell me about what you said in the press conference, that when you went back shooting Grey's Anatomy, you actually felt more prepared to improvise. Like,
I felt more relaxed because I felt like Alessandro gave me permission to to be free and to maybe find some nuances that are not in the script, and even if that means changing a word, adding a word here, taking a word out there, or maybe just improvising a little bit, and I feel like you can contribute a lot and make something better by doing that. And I felt like I started to apply that in other stuff like Grey's Anatomy and another audition that I did. So it also depends on the situation, the role that you're playing, but Grey's Anatomy, I feel like in the specific, it's good for that. You can improvise a little.
So what's your dream for the future? What would you like to do now?
Well, like, keep doing what I love for a living is a massive treat, and I hope I can do this for as long as I can. And I feel like I try not to think about specific projects because I feel like I always jinx it. The more I think about it, the more it doesn't happen. So I'm like, ooh, I'm just gonna study hard and keep learning and keep working hard and being open to whatever might come.
We already met twice in 2 months, so hopefully.
I know, exactly. It's amazing for very different reasons. So it's so good. I hope it keeps on happening.
Thank you so much, Stefania Spampinato, for being here with us and talk about the most beautiful day in the world.
Thank you, Chiara. Grazie mille.
And this was Chiara Nicoletti from the 17th Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.